Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Sheinbloom moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball towards right. Sheinbloom settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sheinbloom. Buford moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Floyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing right field. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oates moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oates moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Potek reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards short. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Floyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gritch moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Powell moves to third. Oates moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-2 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Jokio pinch hits for Bobby Noop. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Two outs. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Carl Taylor now playing third base. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palmer bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmer for the out. Oates moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buford is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-4 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Oates moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-3 in the game. Drago strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grich is walked intentionally. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to third. Grich moves to second. Ken Wright now pitching. Tom Schoppe pinch hits for Davey Johnson. Tom Schoppe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoppe takes first base on ball four. Bellinger scores. Grich moves to third. Powell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.